It is Monday, July 14th at 9:10 a.m. I am Brady Kreitzer. Introduce yourself, please.
Pardon me?
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Claire Schmieler, and what else would you like to know about me? I'm retired from Slippery Rock University, 2003.
Okay. Explain your affiliation with the university, kind of from the beginning, if you could.
Okay. Back in 1966, I came to the university to work part-time as the night nurse. And in 2003, I retired. Over that period of time, I invested 36 years of my life and grew up professionally here.
Okay. You said, obviously, the university's gone through a few different eras, from teacher's college to state college. Do you remember the kind of transitions between those periods, you know, from your position? Were there any differences that you saw from college to university and so on like that?
Yes. When I think about the beginning, when I came here in 1966, I couldn't quote what the actual student enrollment was, but it was very different than it is today. Mm-hmm. We were much smaller. And I was here at the time when we had our population boost. And I don't remember exactly the year that we left the state college and became a university, but I think it coincided with the period of time when we had a growth in population. And yes, I saw a lot of change at that time.
Okay. Did you feel kind of understaffed up there, unprepared for that initial change? Was that remedied quickly, or?
I never felt understaffed, no. There was a lot of change during the time when we became a university. We had more administrative support. When I came to the university, we didn't have the separate divisions that we have today, mm-hmm. administrative divisions. I was here when we when we became the Division of Student Affairs. I guess now it's called Student Services, but we didn't have a Division of Student Affairs or Student Services. There was no Vice President over Student Services when I came to the university.
Okay. What drew you to the university? What were your first thoughts about being here, things like that?
Well, I'll tell the truth. I was a new nurse, and I was working at a local hospital. A nurse who worked here at Slippery Rock State Teachers College came in to have a baby. I was working in obstetrics. I'd been a nurse for 2 years. I was 24 years old. And she said to me, I'm leaving my job now that I've had this baby, but if you're looking for a really cakey position, it's really easy working the night shift. It's not very busy at all. And she recommended that I come over and apply for the job. I did, and I got the job.
Okay. Going from where you were before to here, what was the biggest difference you saw in terms of the workload, I guess?
Very, very different. I was in a hospital program where people came in to have babies, and I came to work at a university. They called it the infirmary at that time. And the infirmary is where the infirmed are put to bed, and we might have one or two sick students, and occasionally a person with a mental health crisis. So quite a difference in the kind of work that I did.
Okay. Would you say it was less of a pressure situation than what we
saw? Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Our next question is, how did the department you were hired into change while you're there in terms of leadership or name change, things like that? Do you remember any prominent changes that your area went through?
Yes. I mentioned, excuse me, I mentioned at the beginning that we were called the infirmary, mm-hmm. and truly we were the place where folks on campus viewed if a student was sick, that's where they went, that's where they would be taken care of. Today, the student health program is about keeping students healthy and well, and is integrated throughout their whole life. And I had the opportunity to be involved in that transition from a sort of an illness-focused program to a wellness-focused program.
Do you think that took effect? You know, do you think the desired effect has happened through that program? Do you think students are leading healthier lives and so forth?
I think students are having the opportunity to have information and encouragement to establish healthy lifestyles. Whether or not they are is a different matter. It's about the student health program moving out of the arena of only taking care of, only seeing a student for the first time mm-hmm. when they were sick or coming in for a sports physical. Where today, a student might come for some assistance with a research project or relating to mental health issues or lifestyle issues and so forth.
Okay. What, you know, all the health centers in Rhodes right now, is that where you've always worked when you were on campus, or is that?
No, when I came to the university, when I came to the State College, it was located on the first floor of North Hall, where it had been since North Hall had been built. And when we created the current use of North Hall, I'm trying to think of what that's called. I don't know. I know who's there. I think admissions is in that area mm-hmm. and so forth. When that was decided that that should occur in North Hall because it was a good location for it, I was here during the time we made the move over to Rhodes Hall and created student living spaces into a student health program.
Yeah. Were the nurses and the workers happy with that move? Or was
no.
It, they were?
Nobody was happy. The students weren't happy. The staff were not happy. Because when you've only been in one place, change is always difficult. But the good part of it is everyone who had an opinion had the opportunity to be involved in creating the new space, and it worked out to be better space than we were currently in.
Yeah.
So it was a win-win. We had students involved in the process, and they came up with some wonderful suggestions.
Okay. You said it's a better use of space. Do you remember what obviously people complaining about it wouldn't say, I just don't like change. What was sort of the staff's biggest complaint about the move early? Whether it be a real complaint or not, do you remember what it was?
I think the issue that the space wouldn't meet the needs mm-hmm. for what the program was. In reality, the old space took what had been an infirmary and tried to blend it into the expanded services for education. We added a whole program of health education and health promotion. And we had to find space for the students that worked in that program and so forth, and the professional staff. So the space that we had been in was not really adequate.
Mm-hmm.
It was an opportunity, but just the idea, what if they shove us into little rooms? Because there was some concern at the beginning that it was viewed that you could just move offices from one space to another without consideration of the work relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you first arrived at the university, what had you known about it before you got here in terms of, you know, growing up and hearing about the university? What were your first impressions of it?
I knew very little about Slippery Rock State College. I knew that it was a state college. My husband had graduated from California State College, so I knew about state colleges, but I had no clue. I didn't even know there was a role for a nurse over here. I didn't know anything.
Okay, did you grow up in Pennsylvania? Were you local?
I grew up in the North Hills of Pennsylvania. I graduated from North Allegheny High School. So I was familiar with the Slippery Rock region, but I knew nothing of the college.
Okay. And what did you think about it when you first came here? Did you think it was overwhelming, or were you kind of disappointed in the look of it?
I thought it was very large, and it was actually very small at that time, but I thought it was very large. I was accustomed to working in a small hospital. I lived in the country, and there were departments that I had never heard of.
Mm-hmm. Good. Did you move closer to the university when you
no.
got your job, or
no.
were you driving back?
No, I lived 7 miles
okay.
away, so
all right.
It was fine.
Campus activities you're involved in, as far as committees, anything like that, you have anything to share about that?
I had a lot of various opportunities. Early in my career, my work evolved around the student health program. It had been the infirmary, and then as it changed to the student health program and within the Division of Student Affairs. But as the years rolled by and I had more experience administratively, I had opportunities to serve on a lot of different kinds of committees and enjoyed that. I had committees on campus and off campus. I was assigned to the President's Commission for Women, And that was a committee that was multifaceted. There were representatives from all the different divisions. And it was through that committee that I did my first research project, because I haven't been in a doctoral program. Mm-hmm. And the commission was charged with the responsibility of studying various types of sexual harassment that could occur on a campus. They looked at sexual harassment among faculty, among administrators, among students. And I had the opportunity to sit on a committee that created a research document, did the research, and then published it about students' experience, perception of sexual harassment at Slippery Rock University. So that was a real exciting experience. I also, back in the 90s, assessment was a very important part of how a university runs. And outcome assessment was a big issue. And because our student health program had been involved in becoming nationally accredited, and that involved learning about and measuring your outcome assessments, I was assigned to a committee on assessment by President G. Warren Smith to work with academic affairs and student affairs and across the campus at figuring out how we could measure outcomes and do the assessments. And then I had the opportunity through that work to present our collaborative work, which I guess was unique in the country for student affairs and academic affairs to do this together. So I had the opportunity to go and present that at a national conference, which was a cool thing.
Okay. What do you consider your biggest accomplishments while you were here?
The biggest accomplishment while I was here was being a part of the transition of the Student Health Center from an infirmary to becoming a wellness model student health program, to go from that illness model where you see people as sick and you fix them to helping the campus community become healthy and stay healthy and work collaboratively in a positive kind of way.
Mm-hmm. You know, from other interviews, we've kind of seen that a lot of the decision making when it comes to major changes can be a little bit conservative on campus. And I wonder, we have a pretty extensive area in the health center about safe sexual practices, things like that. Was there a contingent of negativity toward that, toward promoting that at all?
Absolutely.
There was?
Absolutely. There was a time in the 80s and 90s when college health issues became national kind of issues. AIDS, HIV disease, alcohol issues. And our staff were very involved at the national level with the American College Health Association and tried to find leadership models to what is it nationally that the experts in the field are saying should be happening on your campus if you're doing the right thing. And we always tried to latch on to recommendations from accredited sources. Mm-hmm. What should you be doing in your student health program? And of course it was controversy. Just to say the word sex in the beginning, when we were just in those early years, mm-hmm. was very controversial. There were letters to the editor. I got letters, phone calls. People tried to tie in my relationship with my church to my role at the university. How could I be doing this? Sure.
Yeah. Okay. We usually say this for teaching faculty, but I think for you it's pretty appropriate as well. What are your best and worst moments do you remember being here? Because you kind of had a unique view of certain things.
Wow. It's kind of hard to pick out best. The second vice president for student affairs that came to Slippery Rock was Al Matthew. And for me, when he came to the university, it was very refreshing, and I would have to put that in the category of one of those really high times, because I was at a time professionally where I was sort of full of myself. I was thinking that I could do almost anything, mm-hmm. but the vice president that I worked with, when I went to him and said, I think I could contribute more, do you have some recommendations? He looked at me and he said, Claire, you're a nurse. I can't think of anything else you could do. when the next vice president came, when Al Matthews came, he sat down with me and he said, we're looking for other ways to do things. Would you sit down and tell me if money was not a constraint, if there were no limits, what would our student health program look like? And we worked for a year and we created what I talked to him about.
That's excellent.
So that was a real exciting time in my life professionally, because it taught me also the lesson of empowerment, mm-hmm. that if someone encourages you, if you find a mentor, someone that you can talk with. And that was my first experience with a mentor.
Do you remember about what year that was approximately?
It was in the 80s. I was trying to look at my resume and think exactly when that was. Maybe around 1985 or 86, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Do you care to talk about any of the...
Any of the lows?
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of my career, I came here in student health. I had a wonderful career in student health. In 2001, maybe, under Dr. Bob Watson's leadership, we were undergoing a lot of change, and I had my finger in a lot of pies. I was an assistant vice president for student affairs, and I was working with a lot of different departments within the division. I had a lot that I was enjoying. And at that time, the decision was made that I no longer needed to be the administrator responsible for the student health program. And I felt like my heart was ripped out. It was a low, because all of my career had been in university health. I did a lot of other things. So I stayed for two more years, but it was never the same. I was an accreditor for the reviewing body that accredits student health programs, and I lost the ability to serve in that role because I was no longer affiliated with the student health program. So it was a big disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a section about presidents. Mm-hmm. Are there any presidents that you can think of, you remember, memorable things with each of these guys, or personality traits you'd like to talk about with them, things like that?
In the early part of my career, I didn't feel that I ever really knew the president. I mean, Carter was here and Wattrell was here. I just knew them slightly. Mm-hmm. Bob Ebersole I knew very well, and he was the first president who came to the Student Health Center and said, I want you to let me know if you ever have a student in bed ill who would benefit by a visit from the president. And I thought that was a very generous offer on his part. He, you know, presented himself as being more student-centered.
Did you ever make that call?
I can't say that I ever did, but just him offering. Yeah. But he would walk through the Student Health Center. He was, more than that, he was known by the staff. Mm-hmm. And if we had something going on, if we had received some recognition, maybe in a newsletter or something, he would send a note to the staff involved. It was very personable that way.
Okay. Are there any other presidents that you care to mention?
Well, both G. Warren and Bob Smith are two presidents that I worked with sort of at the end of my career, and I enjoyed my time with both of them. They were very different personalities. but it was just a matter of, it's always a challenge to think about what is ran the show. And didn't see a place for women, and there were no mentors or role models for women in higher administration. But the campus women, on several occasions, would bring an issue forward, and although from the Student Health Center it might not have directly affected me, I got involved with those folks, and sometimes through committee work or whatever, and that really was very helpful to me.
Okay. Are there any major events that you can remember throughout, whether it be a national event or a university kind of set event, that stick out to you in your time you've been here?
Gosh, the Kent State problem, the shooting at Kent State, I remember how somber that was. I can remember when students did a sit-in at Old Main, and there were administrators upstairs, and phone calls were buzzing, and a lot of that going on. There was a period of activism on campus. I didn't see that at the end of my career. There were so many exciting things that happened. There's nothing like working on a university campus. When you think about, here we are in rural Western Pennsylvania, the university campus is a hub of a lot of things that are going on.
Okay, this is a question you've never really asked before, but there seems to be, you know, from a student's perspective, always a time where there's that little week or two when there's sort of an outbreak of some kind of illness around campus. Do you remember any significant kind of outbreaks that we had over the times?
Right. We had a number of things that happened. Our first case of meningitis, where a student died, was very trying and very troubling, and you had to work with the media. And we had several times where we had meningitis. And again, belonging to a national association was very helpful, to call on colleagues who had been down that road and get some tips on how to handle things. A student death from an unexplained cause, just a sudden death. I remember one time an RA died in a bathtub in their apartment and was found several days later. It was natural causes, but it caused a lot of anxiety and a lot of speculation and a lot of rumor. Student death from alcohol or drugs. Over the years that I was here, we had a number of those kind of situations, and they're always difficult to deal with.
Okay, any memorable building projects on campus? Obviously, all we have today is building all around. Do you remember any specific building projects?
When I came to work at the university, I was in North Hall, and directly across the street, in where there's a piece of lawn, was a small building. It had originally been the hut. Do you ever hear folks talk about the hut?
We heard that.
The hut was where the students gathered, and the back part of it that faced North Hall is where the security office was. We didn't have university police then. And there was a security officer that worked the night shift, and he didn't have a cruiser that he rode around in. He sat in that hut. And it gave me great comfort because I was working the night shift and he was over there. And once or twice something would happen and I would call over and he would come by. That sort of thing. The other thing that I remember, it's not a building project, but you had asked about things remembering. I remember the first time we encouraged inner city students from Philadelphia to come to Slippery Rock. There was a time when we were just a white university, and we were trying to become more diverse. And it was very early in my career. It was in the late 60s. And we had students, African-American students from Philadelphia, really out of their culture. And as the night nurse on several occasions, I provided service to one or two of those students. There was one young lady in particular. The first time she came to the door, she frightened me. I didn't have experience working with an African-American before. And she was very large, and she had a toothache. But so she didn't feel well, and she scared me. And after a period of weeks, I came to like her. I got to know her better. So I remember that time when we became more multicultural. But back to the buildings, gosh, so much building going on and always so much planning and so much controversy. At the end of my career, I had the opportunity as an assistant vice president for student affairs to work with the bidding process and the planning process as we charted the course for the new residence hall system that was in my area that I supervised, and that was really exciting. And after I retired, I enjoyed coming back and looking at what the apartments looked like. Wonderful project.
Are you pleased with the direction the campus has gone in so far?
Absolutely. It's a wonderful place. It was a wonderful place for me to grow up professionally.
Do you have any other events or memories that we kind of haven't touched on you'd like to bring up?
Gosh. Let me do a real quick look over here.
No problem.
Let's see. something exciting that happened in the student health program that I thought was unique. It was maybe in the late 90s, we began a collaborative project with BC3 and their nursing program, where the student nurses would come to the student health program one day a week and have an experience. And the idea was to serve as a little hook or a little enticement that they would think fondly of Slippery Rock University when it came time for them to work on their BSN, mm-hmm. and that they would come back here. And that was a real exciting thing to be involved in. In 1983, you had asked me when we made that transition and when Al Matthews had been my mentor. I see that in 1983 I got the President's Award for Outstanding Service, and that was related to making the cost-saving changes of going from the infirmary to the student health program. So that was 83.
Okay.
What we did was we had 3 full-time doctors at that time, because all the students were sick and needed doctors.
Yeah.
And we made the change to mid-level providers using physician assistants or nurse practitioners.
Okay. And you think
and
that was...
We saved over $100,000 in
really?
The budget. Yeah.
It was
quite a cost savings thing. And that was what I mean. He listened mm-hmm. and then empowered. And it was good for the university.
Yeah.
It was kind of a win-win. I think highs of my career had to do with when I had the opportunity to leave the campus and take what I knew from the campus out into the larger arena. There was a lot of encouragement to be involved in professional associations, whether it was the American College Health Association or the National Association for Student Personnel, or later in my career when I was involved in the assessment movement. It was G. Warren that had encouraged me to get involved in this national assessment organization. And as you do that, you take the university's name out into the larger community, and that's, again, a win-win, kind of a nice thing.
Okay. What do you miss about being at SRU?
I miss the collaboration with my colleagues, and I miss the working with students. I really enjoyed working with young university students, because you are at the most impressionable time in your life. You've left your parents' home, you've left high school where people told you what to do, and you're in that period of your life where you're learning how to put that all aside and create for yourself how you're going to proceed in your life. It's a really important time in a young person's life, and I just loved being a part of that. And as I had been empowered back in the 80s by Al Matthews, I learned how to empower students, and it's very exciting. When I retired, they had a little reception for me, and a student that I had tried to empower 15 years before, and she left school before she finished, came back to tell me that I was right in the advice I had given her. And she had kind of put her life together, but she had not exactly gone the direction I would like to have seen her go. But she wanted to come back and tell me that what I told her was the right thing, and that she was on track again, and she was back in school.
Oh, that's excellent.
So that was fun.
Okay, what words of wisdom do you have for current or future Rock community members?
What wisdom do I have? I say, it is really important to look in your heart and know the truth. And when you know the truth, and when you have a feel for something, it's really important to find someone to talk to. And if you see something going on that doesn't feel right, don't look the other way. Say something in an appropriate way. You aren't always going to be well received for that, but if you're known for someone who always speaks the truth, you'll go a long way.
Okay. And how would you like to be remembered?
Oh, gosh, how would I like to be remembered? I guess I would like to be remembered as someone who had vision and someone who made a difference.
Is there anything else you'd like to bring up before we kind of wrap things up?
I don't think so.
All right, well,
I wish you well with the project. It's a great project.
Thank you very much. You've been a big help. And if you ever like to come in again and maybe do a part 2, we'd be more than happy to have you.
Thank you.